CBS's Deborah Pata says of those fleeing in Gaza,
searching for refuge is quite elusive at the moment. It's a 25-mile walk from the north to the south. And 4 hours when there are thousands and thousands trying to flee doesn't feel like a lot of time.
Police in Atlanta say they've arrested a man who threatened to kill Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The suspect, 34-year-old Sean Patrick Cirillo, is facing federal charges for allegedly placing two calls threatening to kill Greene with a sniper rifle.
I'm going to shoot her in the head and kill her, okay? Tell the FBI.
In a statement, Greene says all threats of violence have to be taken seriously.
WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien. In 2021, Aaron James suffered horrendous injuries in a high-voltage power line accident. He lost much of his face, his left eye as well, and he kept looking for a medical breakthrough.
Every once in a while, I would Google, is an eye transplant possible? And it would say, you know, at this time, it is not medically possible.
But since then, now, a New York surgical team has performed the world's first eye transplant, trying to get some vision back for Aaron James. Faced with losing their team to Las Vegas, some Oakland baseball fans are sending stay-in-Oakland boxes to 15 Major League Baseball team owners who could be voting to allow that move at a meeting next week. A sign of the Christmas season coming in New York.
Chainsaws descended on a tree on Murray Hill Road, cutting down a 12-ton Norway spruce that will take center stage at Rockefeller Center as this year's Christmas tree. Homeowner Jackie McGinley is thrilled her tree will help make memories.
It's a complete surprise, but probably the best surprise of our lives.
That report from CBS's Wendy Gillette. Futures markets are mixed. The Dow and the S&P futures are up. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There's concern at election offices in several states tonight after word of suspicious letters sent to Georgia and the West Coast. CBS's Nora O'Donnell reports.
The FBI and investigators from the U.S. Postal Service are looking into more than a dozen letters, some containing fentanyl, that were sent to election offices in at least five states. Now, workers in some of those offices were processing ballots from Tuesday's election, and in some cases, the buildings were evacuated, interrupting the counting of votes.
Israel has started instituting limited pauses in its month-old Gaza war that has followed the Hamas terrorist raids into Israel just about this time of day. Military spokesman Jonathan Kenricus.
Hopefully, more and more civilians will evacuate themselves from the north to the south so that we can carry on with combat operations in the north and defeat Hamas.
But CBS's Deborah Pata says of those fleeing in Gaza,
searching for refuge is quite elusive at the moment. It's a 25-mile walk from the north to the south. And 4 hours when there are thousands and thousands trying to flee doesn't feel like a lot of time.
Police in Atlanta say they've arrested a man who threatened to kill Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The suspect, 34-year-old Sean Patrick Cirillo, is facing federal charges for allegedly placing two calls threatening to kill Greene with a sniper rifle.
I'm going to shoot her in the head and kill her, okay? Tell the FBI.
In a statement, Greene says all threats of violence have to be taken seriously.
WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien. In 2021, Aaron James suffered horrendous injuries in a high-voltage power line accident. He lost much of his face, his left eye as well, and he kept looking for a medical breakthrough.
Every once in a while, I would Google, is an eye transplant possible? And it would say, you know, at this time, it is not medically possible.
But since then, now, a New York surgical team has performed the world's first eye transplant, trying to get some vision back for Aaron James. Faced with losing their team to Las Vegas, some Oakland baseball fans are sending stay-in-Oakland boxes to 15 Major League Baseball team owners who could be voting to allow that move at a meeting next week. A sign of the Christmas season coming in New York.
Chainsaws descended on a tree on Murray Hill Road, cutting down a 12-ton Norway spruce that will take center stage at Rockefeller Center as this year's Christmas tree. Homeowner Jackie McGinley is thrilled her tree will help make memories.
It's a complete surprise, but probably the best surprise of our lives.
That report from CBS's Wendy Gillette. Futures markets are mixed. The Dow and the S&P futures are up. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There's concern at election offices in several states tonight after word of suspicious letters sent to Georgia and the West Coast. CBS's Nora O'Donnell reports.
The FBI and investigators from the U.S. Postal Service are looking into more than a dozen letters, some containing fentanyl, that were sent to election offices in at least five states. Now, workers in some of those offices were processing ballots from Tuesday's election, and in some cases, the buildings were evacuated, interrupting the counting of votes.
Israel has started instituting limited pauses in its month-old Gaza war that has followed the Hamas terrorist raids into Israel just about this time of day. Military spokesman Jonathan Conricus.
Hopefully, more and more civilians will evacuate themselves from the north to the south so that we can carry on with combat operations in the north and defeat Hamas.
But CBS's Deborah Pata says of those fleeing in Gaza,
searching for refuge is quite elusive at the moment. It's a 25-mile walk from the north to the south. And 4 hours when there are thousands and thousands trying to flee doesn't feel like a lot of time.
Police in Atlanta say they've arrested a man who threatened to kill Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The suspect, 34-year-old Sean Patrick Cirillo, is facing federal charges for allegedly placing two calls threatening to kill Greene with a sniper rifle.
I'm going to shoot her in the head and kill her, okay? Tell the FBI.
In a statement, Greene says all threats of violence have to be taken seriously.
WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien. In 2021, Aaron James suffered horrendous injuries in a high-voltage power line accident. He lost much of his face, his left eye as well, and he kept looking for a medical breakthrough.
Every once in a while, I would Google, is an eye transplant possible? And it would say, you know, at this town, it is not medically possible.
But since then, now, a New York surgical team has performed the world's first eye transplant, trying to get some vision back for Aaron James. Faced with losing their team to Las Vegas, some Oakland baseball fans are sending stay-in-Oakland boxes to 15 Major League Baseball team owners who could be voting to allow that move at a meeting next week. A sign of the Christmas season coming in New York.
Chainsaws descended on a tree on Murray Hill Road, cutting down a 12-ton Norway spruce that will take center stage at Rockefeller Center as this year's Christmas tree. Homeowner Jackie McGinley is thrilled her tree will help make memories.
It's a complete surprise, but probably the best surprise of our lives.
That report from CBS's Wendy Gillette. Futures markets are mixed. The Dow and the S&P futures are up. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Watch the whole thing. but I've read a lot of recaps this morning.
Yeah.
And so just for some different points. So Ron DeSantis, in his first answer of the night, said Donald Trump failed to build the border wall he promised, racked up federal debt, and set the GOP on a path of electoral defeat, including the losses they just had on Tuesday night in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, particularly regarding abortion. Quote, Donald Trump is a lot different guy than he was in 2016. He said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
I mean, really, one of Donald Trump's biggest crimes against this country is the fact that he set up a political landscape in where Ron DeSantis thought he could run. It should be a higher bar. I mean, can you imagine being Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, two people who have worked really hard to be in government? I disagree with a lot of what they think, but then they have to debate these three other people who are clearly not qualified to be on the same stage as them. And that's the landscape that man designed.
That is the landscape. Nikki Haley, for her part, attacked Trump for shifting his approach to foreign policy, as well as dwelling on his own legal problems and grievances. Quote, he used to be right on Ukraine and foreign issues. Now he's getting weak in the knees and trying to be friendly again. I think we've got to go back to the fact that we can't live in the past. We can't live in other headlines. We have to start focusing on what's going to make America strong and proud. Then Chris Christie jumped in talking about Trump's 91 charges that he's facing and upcoming federal trials. He says that should disqualify him. Quote, anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country.
Don't deny that.
But yet that doesn't seem to be an issue.
Well, can I just say this? I don't know why in the world, when they're trying to distance themselves from Trump, why was the opening question about Trump?
Because that wasn't their decision.
No, I realize that. But it's just like, why did we even bring him up at the very, very beginning?
Because he's the front runner by a mile.
And he's not there.
No, I know. He's holding a rally someplace else. But I just...
You can't ignore him.
No, I'm not going to say we have to ignore him, but why is that the opening foray? I just don't get it.
Because from a rating standpoint, people are going to watch that debate for probably about 20, 25 minutes, and they're going to switch channels because it's not that interesting.
It was 2 hours.
They have to open up with something big and strong that's going to splash against the headlines that people like us are going to talk about on the radio. That's what they got. They can't bury that as the last question. It has to be the first question. And that's just from a rating standpoint. I've seen it done in debate prep too. You got to get the biggest answer
out
up
first.
Front.
That makes sense. And again, he's ahead by, what, 30 points?
Yeah, he's way up there.
By all of these other people. So... Some of the other commenters I've seen this morning were surprised that none of these other five are coming down harder on him and trying to distance themselves from him. So it's this weird line that they have to walk of trying to set themselves apart and yet not alienate all the support that he still has.
Yeah.
There was a little hot exchange between Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley over TikTok. So yeah. Ramaswamy is pro-TikTok. Nikki Haley thinks it should be shut down. Ramaswamy then brings up Nikki Haley's daughter for having posted on TikTok. And this is what Nikki Haley said, quote, Vivek, leave my daughter out of your voice. You're just scum. Isn't that mouth? Isn't it leave this name out of your mouth?
Keep my daughter's name out your mouth.
Out your mouth? Not out of your voice. It was so close.
Well, I mean, she's a dork. So,
well, and her daughter is 25. But anyway, one of the really interesting things I take away from this is Chris Christie coming out about Social Security. And here's what he said. The fact is, on Social Security, it was established to make sure no one would grow old in this country in poverty. And that's what we have to get back to. Rich people should not be collecting Social Security.
Okay.
I find that fascinating, and I'm really curious how you feel about it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should there be means testing?
I don't know how you can do that.
By taxes. If you look at the person, how much they tax, I mean, their taxes can show how much they make. Isn't that something they could do? And then attach that to, like, whether or not they got social. I don't know. That's a question, really.
I don't know how you can deny. I really don't.
If they've been paying in all their lives, yeah. Right? Like, right. Like everybody else.
That's the thing is like, does a person who makes, and what's the cutoff? Like does he say what that number is, that magic number that would, is that
where is the cutoff?
Is that $500,000 a year? And also at the end of the day, it is, yeah, it's the money you paid into it. I mean, I guess then at some point I should be able to opt out. If I know I'm making a certain amount of money
I'm never going to get social.
I'm never going to get it. Then pull me out of that system because I'm not I'm going to save that money for myself. It may sound greedy, but if I can't have it eventually, why should I pay in? And now some people would say, because that's what you do for the fellow citizens. I think a lot of people who are rich out there are going to be like, I don't care about the fellow citizens, but I don't know. I really don't know rich people. So
Dexter from the 541 says Social Security, if you paid in, should you not get paid out? And that's a good question. But at the same time, then Christy talked about food stamps as an example, saying he may pay taxes that support food stamps, but he has never personally benefited from them. I've never had to have my family on food stamps, but I'm glad it's there so no one goes to bed hungry at night. We need to be realistic, according to Chris Christie. There are three factors determining solvency: retirement age, eligibility requirements, and taxes. We're already overtaxed. So again, what should the retirement age be? It would have to be a negotiation with Congress.
Was there any clear-cut winner from last night?
I don't think so. Nikki Haley seems to be gaining more support, and she does seem to be setting herself apart a little bit from the rest.
Yeah, it seems like Chris Christie and Nikki Haley are always spoken about with regard to their grasp of policy. I feel like Ron DeSantis just doesn't have to be a creeper and he'll do well. And Vivek Ramaswamy, I just don't understand. Just drop out. Stop.
I don't understand him at all. Stop. I just don't.
That is the prototypical rich guy who wants to say, like, I'll be president. Because the guy who was just in office a couple of years ago was like, I'll be president.
See, I see Vivek Ramaswamy as the next inventor of like the Vegematic. He's a TV yeah. pitchman.
Yeah.
He's a TV pitch salesman.
He's an evil Elon Musk.
Order now.
Yeah.
I can just see him. Order now. If you order now, you'll get two.
You get a
for
copy
the price of one.
And a copy of my book.
Exactly. He's got a big future for him. I just don't think it's in politics.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope not.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Should there be a means test for Social Security, as suggested by Chris Christie last night during the Republican presidential candidate debate? Texter, just because I currently make over $500,000 now doesn't mean I always will.
That's true. You cannot back. I don't know. And here's the thing is me saying these things, I don't know. I'm literally throwing out all these different ideas because I get it. If you pay in and you never get it, that doesn't seem fair. Also, if you are rich and you pay in, you'll never miss it. Because honestly, at the end of the day, the total you're going to make over time is going to be nothing compared to your actual wealth if you are rich and or wealthy.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you would like to join the conversation. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Shaw, WAUK.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I said, listen to.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. I'm joined in studio by Carol Kane and Greg Bach. And you at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Thank you, Greg. Talking about last night's Republican presidential candidate debate.
How many more do we have of these things?
I think there's
278,503, I believe.
I think there's two.
Two more?
No, there's got to be more than that.
I'll two check.
All right, Jack's going to, Greg's going to do.
Jack's going to check.
He's going to do research on that. Talking about Chris Christie last night, who mentioned that Social Security is not sustainable and that really wealthy people should not be pulling their Social Security. The fact is, on Social Security, it was set up to make sure no one would grow old in this country in poverty, and that's what we have to get back to. I don't know if you're watching Warren Buffett's. I don't know if Warren Buffett has collected his Social Security, but if he is, shame on you. So we're taking your responses at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should there be means testing for...
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say no. I think, though, sometimes it's a personal responsibility of the individual. If they have, if they're completely fluid and they don't need it, then don't apply for it. But just let it go.
There's still going to be the... I paid into it. Why shouldn't I be able to collect it?
That's a perfectly valid argument too. The only side I have to that is like the super bleeding heart. Like, let other people collect on it because we know it's in trouble anyways. Is it? I don't know. They've been telling us for years, and then they stopped talking. Like, I feel like politicians over the past 10 years have really pulled back on Social Security as a major political talking point. They focus more on healthcare and other things like that. But like, is Social Security in as much trouble as they tell us? I don't know. Once again, I'd like to, could there an expert tell us?
I didn't have any trouble applying for it.
But we're talking about like now my generation
people,
and beyond.
Greg's age and people Calvin's age, because Calvin's only 25.
Calvin, you're never gonna get it.
Well, and that would be a really sad thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. It would,
because currently he is paying into it.
Yes. Texter from the 608 listening on WLAK. People only pay in up to a certain amount. So when they make a lot of money, they are not paying in on all of that.
Okay.
And is that where the formula comes from?
It doesn't sound like he's introduced an actual means test for this.
And our friend John from the Falls chiming in on the text line, Chris Christie mentioned, you know, I want to make sure nobody's going hungry at night before they go to bed. Has Christie been sleeping in a cave for the last 40 years? Talking about a Republican out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
How about if we have means testing for the military, since they are currently getting more in tax dollars than the entire Social Security system?
Yeah.
We do have a pretty healthy military budget.
Yeah. Somebody, text from 630, Calvin, start saving now. Let's start a 401k GoFundMe.
844-967-2789. Rico is on the line from Rock County. Good morning, Rico. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rico.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just, you know, this comment by Christie last night, I had to laugh about it because it's just a glaring example of how far apart these Republicans are, even from each other. Because I just heard our Senator Rojo this last weekend say, you know, the problem with Social Security is the poor people get back more than they paid in, but the rich people never get what they paid in back. And now Christie wants to even take all of it from him. I'm like, you guys can't even get on the same page. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, Rico, thank you so much for checking in.
There are going to be four total debates. We've had three so far.
There's only one more.
December the 6th.
And when is this?
December the 6th. Next month.
On my birthday?
Yeah. Happy birthday. That's what we got for you. We got you a GOP debate.
You're welcome.
In Tuscaloosa. You're welcome.
Wow. You're welcome.
Okay. I hope it fits.
Oh, my God.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tim from Eau Claire. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, see, you know, you're talking about rich people drawing Social Security. Well, here's maybe an example of a supposedly rich person who sounds like he's going broke. Mike Lindell might have to rely on that now that he's so far in debt and can't pay his bills. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Yeah, Mike Lindell is having a lot of problems. He spent a whole lot of money trying to prove that the 2020 election was stolen, and after 3.5 years, there remains no evidence at all.
He should get no Social Security because he's done this to himself. He should get nothing. Free pillows.
The one thing I do feel bad about, from what I understand, that isn't an employee-owned company.
How do you mean?
That the employees have a stake in the company.
Oh, you said it is an employee. Oh, okay.
I might be wrong about that, but I'm fairly certain, and so I would hate to see...
Yeah.
His decision to go all in on this,
yeah,
come back and slap them upside the head. But it will be interesting to see going forward if they're going to just keep taking the five. And now it doesn't look like, is Tim Scott going to even make the next debate?
That's the thing, is I was surprised he made it. I mean, he's barely been saying anything.
Yeah, he's been pretty quiet. Yeah. Although he did unveil the girlfriend last night.
Yeah, you did.
Her name is Mindy.
Aww.
There was a lot of questions about that. The guy's 47 years old. He's never been married.
Okay. Yeah.
And so there have been some eyebrows raised because...
Who cares?
There are people who care and think that might be indicative of a different lifestyle choice.
I don't care what he does in his bedroom.
The GOP does.
Well, there are some.
Not necessarily.
There are some.
The powerful ones do, because they're the ones who have to defend him then. They can't have an openly gay senator, black senator from the South running for president. There's no way they can contain that in a box.
Yeah, but we had one in the, we had a gay individual at the last election on the Democratic side.
Well,
so, I
one
mean,
that's Democrat, but who? Who?
Drawing a blank.
Pete Buttigieg.
Thank you.
Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's the disparaging point between the two parties, is that the liberals, the Democrats, can do that. But even still, did he get elected? He didn't, because I don't think this country can come to grips with having an openly gay president or vice president.
Or atheist.
Oh, no, atheist is even, oh, yeah, no.
Atheist, I can see, for sure.
You can't, no, you cannot.
No, I'm saying no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can be openly gay and have two partners, and you, if you say, I believe in God, you'll get elected sooner than an atheist, period.
All right, we're going to be moving on when we come back. The wonderful Pat Kreitlow from up north is going to be joining us. You hear him every morning from 6 to 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. He had a great article about the farm bill and what that would mean for Wisconsin farmers and how important that is. So I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw WAUK
CBS News brief. So far, none has been shown to be harmful, but there have been suspicious letters sent from the Pacific Northwest to elections offices in California, Georgia, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State, some with traces of fentanyl. Authorities now also trying to intercept another one heading to Atlanta. Gabriel Sterling with the Georgia Secretary of State's office.
But it's also another stressor for elections officials that are under a tremendous pressure already.
President Biden's been urging some timeouts in Israel's war against Hamas. Israel now implementing them about this time of day for several hours.
We wish Prime Minister Netanyahu would have acted a little bit sooner. We know through our reporting that he has been pressing Netanyahu to have more humanitarian pauses.
White House correspondent Weijia Jiang. Aaron James is recovering from the world's first eye transplant, hoping to see soon.
It just blows my mind. Now I want to go outside.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 29 overnight, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 41, tomorrow partly cloudy. Lows around 27, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram,
listening to the clearly Shaw, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker. That's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. We have Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me live in studio, and delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend with Up North News Radio. Every weekday, you can hear him right here on WAUK from 6 to 8 a.m. Pat Kreitlow. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Jane. Hi there. And who's that familiar character? Oh, you again. How did this become the Greg Bach Radio Network now?
You again.
Two hours with me, some time with you. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Like Todd.
You know, Alba. Just because you put glasses on Pat doesn't mean, whatever.
Pat, I'm just curious. Carol and I both worked in morning radio for a really, really long time. Your show starts at 6, so what time do you get up?
Well, here's the thing. For years and years, you would have said, Pat, do you want to get up at 4 in the morning and do a 6 a.m. radio show? I would have said, I did that when I was very young, breaking into radio up in Rice Lake and in West Bend, and no thank you. But by the time this opportunity came up, a little over a year ago, I get up that early anyway.
Do you really?
I've probably gotten up maybe 2 or 3 times over the night. Do we really need to get into the explanation of why? And so I'm waking up that early anyway. Why wouldn't I want to get paid for it? So
it really is a lifestyle that you do. You adjust to it. It's no big deal.
You can get paid for a larger prostate. And here we are on morning radio.
Well, then it all worked out well. It all worked out well for you.
I think it did. I love early morning radio. I listened to you two during my Milwaukee years a long time back. I did not think that I would be doing something at such an early hour again, but I have to tell you, it fell right into it and just absolutely love it.
And I listen every morning on the way in as I'm coming out to the station. And you have wonderful guests. You have cover wonderful topics because you are in Lake Wissota, right?
That's right. Fortunately, just alongside of it, not in it, but there have been threats from time to time. But yeah, just outside of Chippewa Falls.
So it's more of it's certainly a different kind of area than Waukesha. Certainly a different area than it is in Milwaukee. And I think you have guests sometimes that bring different perspectives that we don't always hear. And you also have this wonderful website, upnorthnewswi.com, and that's where I found your article about the farm bill. And this is really, really important.
It's something that I would not have appreciated had I not first married a nice dairy farm girl from Manitowoc County, and second, been a working journalist in Western and Northern Wisconsin, where you can't help but understand how connected the farm economy is to all of Wisconsin, wherever you live. And it's not just the typical, oh, it's because we eat food. No, there's a lot of economic reasons that tie us to good agricultural production or tie us to the bad times when farmers are dumping milk because the price is so low.
So the farm bill, correct me if I'm wrong, is reviewed and then renewed every 5 years. So
it has been since the 1930s, I believe. It's a major package because it's designed that way. Because imagine, a bill that was just for farmers. I mean, they were once the majority in America. Now they're, 2% maybe of the population, and they'd be getting screwed over. And so instead, the farm bill ties together, the kinds of issues we think of in cities like school lunches, for example. There are environmental programs in there for conserving farmland so that we don't lose everything to soil erosion. But then there's also a big part called rural economic development. And as you know, I served in the state Senate for a time. So did Julie Lassa from the Stevens Point area. Julie Lassa is now the Wisconsin head for rural development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so we've had her on a couple of times to talk about all of the projects that would not get done were it not for a robust farm bill that looked out for the entire country, not just, rural interests or urban interests.
And you're talking about all kinds of farmers. You're not just focused on the farm bill is not just focused on one kind of farmer. It covers everything, right?
It not only covers everything in terms of type, my wife milked 72 cows every morning before getting on the bus and then 72 cows getting off before she went to do her homework. But now you've got these, mega farms with, 2,000 head or more. But it's also about other types of producers And, you know, not just milk, not just dairy, but let's take meat, for example. One of the things we always hear about or have heard since the pandemic is that there are basically four large companies that control a monster percentage of the meat packing in this country. One of the things you can do, and one of the things Governor Evers has done and that the Farm Bill can do, is throw more support toward local beef raisers and local meat processors. We all know, I think a lot of us know, if we're fortunate, some little butcher shop in the middle of nowhere where that's where you got to get your meat. There's one for me near Green Bay. And let's continue to help those because it provides more markets and therefore more competition, which is going to help farmers get a better price for the things that they do.
It really does seem a shame that our farmers just always seem like they get screwed on every turn. They do. The falling prices, and yet when you talk about the chicken producers, Pat, and the meat, these big conglomerates, things are great for them. But
things are always great for the middleman. And not always great for the consumer, and certainly not always great for the farmer. And you've really put your finger on it. It is about corporate power. We have guests on frequently where we talk about, again, trying to provide more competition and less monopolistic activity by these big companies. Unfortunately, these big companies have lobbyists who hang out in Washington, D.C. and try to influence what goes in the Farm Bill. And that, to bring it back to Wisconsin, is why we're watching Derek Van Orden so closely, the new congressman for the 3rd District in western and parts of central Wisconsin. The Republican leadership, gave him this plum assignment, putting him on the House Agriculture Committee. It's a big deal still in Congress. And people are rightly asking, what is he doing? Has he been doing anything to ensure that Wisconsin farmers and processors and producers are less susceptible to, corporate monopoly type practices?
This really is, it's such an important issue because we've got to be seeing people just getting out of farming overall. Is there a trend happening like that?
Oh, very much so. And the trend can best be explained this way. The number of farms has gone down as families and small farms go out of business. And yet the number of cows, for example, has stayed pretty much the same, which means that we have fewer farms with larger herds. And that only happens if you're a corporate, factory size type farm. And I always like to point out to our audience that there's no need to be against factory farming if you treat it like a factory. Your typical factory can't just dump into the Chippewa River here. There has to be a plan for how they dispose of waste and byproducts and things. The same needs to be said about these corporate farms. Look, if you're going to operate, you have to do so safely. It has to be good for the environment, good for your workers, especially if those workers are immigrants, because there would not be a dairy industry in Wisconsin now if all the immigrants went away, because so many family farms are gone that the vast majority of dairy farm workers in Wisconsin are undocumented immigrants. We need them.
Are you finding that more farms are, and I only ask this question is because a buddy of mine that I went to high school with, he and his brothers run Crave, the Crave Farm. And so I went to school with George Crave, and I know that their farm in like Waterloo or wherever it is like one of the only self-sustaining farms in the nation. Are you seeing that that's a trend too?
Well, to a degree. I mean, there's the farm-to-table trend is certainly one that benefits some folks. Just like organic farming was a trend that really helped family farmers in Wisconsin. They found that if they could learn the organic practices of farming, there would be this niche market where they could get higher prices. Unfortunately, part of the legacy of the Trump administration that doesn't get mentioned very much is they changed the definition of organic so that corporate farms could also say our products are organic 2, cutting off another niche and another marketplace for Wisconsin-based small producers.
Our guest is Pat Kreitlow. If you're just joining us, he is the host of Up North News Radio. You hear him every morning right here on WAUK Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. And we're talking about the Farm Bill and how important it is for Wisconsin farmers.
Going back to something Jane said about with regard to the politics specifically, you know, I feel like the farmers are always being used as the eternal ping pong between both parties. You know, the farmers just want to be taken care of and protected. And when the politicians go out on the campaign trail, they're standing in the farm. They got their arm around the farmer. They say how the farmers are the backbone of this country. We need to protect them because without them, what are we going to do for our food? And then they will walk into their office and they create legislation that totally works over the farmer. And actually, as I was thinking about this, Tony Zimmerman left a comment on the live stream, and he said, Pat and Todd talked about Deb Andraka and that clip from the State House pointing out that farmers are not getting the same deal as private school parents.
Oh, yeah.
They can't index the tax breaks. And for those who don't know, when you index the tax breaks, that means that you can
it's adjust, tied to inflation.
It's tied to inflation. So as you pay more in the taxes, it's tied to inflation. If you send your kid to private school through vouchers, you get to do that. If you're a farmer,
the tax credit gets better.
Yeah.
The farmer, no. And so when Representative Andraka asked that in that moment, in a better time and place, one or more of the Republicans would have said, you know, you're right. That's a good point. We should do that. But now the environment is such that you can't say to somebody from the other party, you know, that's a good idea. We should maybe look into that. Instead, there was that silence, which spoke volumes about your point, Craig.
Pat, I was genuinely shocked when I saw that clip with the, I don't have to answer you. I don't have to say anything. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here until you decide that you know you're not going to get an answer and then we're going to move on. It was really disturbing and it should make people angry.
It should, because we have these things that obviously people appreciate and respect farmers. They expect our politicians should do the same. People like and appreciate conserving the land, not having it waste away. And yet Republicans in Washington are talking about cutting $50 billion from the next farm bill that is currently used in conservation programs. It's just a matter of respect that they're not getting that they should.
Do you have enough time this morning to stick around with us for another break?
I'd be happy to.
That would be great. We're going to go into a little bit more detail about what the Farm Bill does and what some potential changes could be coming down the road. And if you are a farmer and you'd like to check in, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you are farming in Wisconsin, maybe you were a farm kid. Maybe you recently lost your own family farm because you just couldn't make it anymore.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, You do feel for them because that is working for a living, man.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, that is hard, hard work. And I couldn't do it. I mean,
Pat, did you have to milk cows when you first met your wife's family?
No, they were very kind. They actually wanted to get work done. So they just said, thanks. Why don't you go wait in the farmhouse over here while we take care of business. So, I'm very grateful about that. But yeah, I'm still a city kid who just happened to, marry extremely well when it comes to finding, you know, just a great Wisconsin family.
That's awesome. Well, stay with us when we come back. Pat Kreitlow will still be with us. We're talking farmers, 844-967-2789. Don't go away. You're listening to Ask Us Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still no wrong from right. Sing a song about
The Shaw, WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
K.